Joining me live in studio this morning is LCSD number 2 Superintendent Matt Erickson with his monthly report from the school district in Cokeville and Star Valley. Superintendent, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. Doing really well. Thanks.
Good deal. So far, so good. As we get to this point in the legislative session, just a week and a half, maybe a little more than that left in the session. So quite a few bills are still being worked on, but quite a few have crossed the line and sitting in the governor's desk or getting close to that. Quite a few education-related bills this session around.
Boy, there's a lot of education bills this session, and some are taking their hidden anger and frustration out on education. I'd like to remind the public that while we do have our challenges, you know, in the state of Wyoming, but the 48 school districts score extremely well. We're number one in the nation when it comes to ACT scores for states that require all juniors to take the ACT. And then on the NAEP test, which is our fourth and eighth graders, we do extremely well. We're in the top five in all categories across the nation. So there's a lot of things to celebrate and a lot of great things happening academically. But Duke, you mentioned legislation. I just bring up a couple of bills. Well, a few, if that's all right. House Bill 172, which is repealing gun-free zones, that's across the finish line in both bodies and sitting on the governor's desk. You'll remember that last year there was a similar bill that passed and then Governor Gordon vetoed it. My understanding is that Governor Gordon has until 11:59 Thursday to make a decision on this bill.
Very similar, if I'm from last year's bill, just some changes more on the university side of things, events where alcohol sold and that kind of stuff. But other than that, very similar to last year's bill, correct? That was vetoed.
You're absolutely correct. So what it would mean for Lincoln, too, is that at all of our facilities, that if somebody has a concealed carry permit, then they would obviously be allowed to carry. So that one gives us a little bit of angst, but we'll be supportive of whatever happens. Then we're really interested in House Bill 316, which is school finance, the model recalibration, and in that has the ECA, or the external cost adjustment, which has big ramifications for our school district. So we're working closely on a daily basis with Senator Dockstetter and Representative Erickson and then Representative Andrew Byron out of Hoback area. Very much appreciate those three legislators, and we're in daily contact with them. And they let us weigh in, and again, very much appreciate their help. Speaking of Senator Dockstetter and Representative Erickson, so Senate File 137, which is the cash reserve bill, it's on third reading today on the House side, and both McKay and Dan sponsored this bill, and boy, this will be a nice one for our school district if we can get it across the finish line, and we're really, really close. Yesterday, the Summer Preservation Act died, which is Senate File 72. We're appreciative of Representative Erickson getting up and speaking against that bill yesterday and getting that killed. Then Senate File 86, which is Alternative Teaching Certificate, that's a big one as well. There's a big push by some across the state for alternative teacher licensing from non-accredited for-profit companies, and we certainly don't want to diminish the quality of our potential teachers in front of kids, because as we all know, teachers are the program, and we have great teachers in our district, and we want to continue to push the envelope and keep the quality and our expectations extremely high academically. And then another one that might be of interest is the Senate File 109, which is open enrollment within school districts. So basically the gist of that bill says that students and parents could make the choice what school, obviously within reason, that they want to attend within the district boundaries. So that may work in Gillette and Natrona and Cheyenne, the three biggest school districts, but it would present some challenges for us, especially busing-wise, transportation. So, again, we very much appreciate our three representatives. We have five representatives that represent the district, but three are very responsive and fantastic to us. We also appreciate our school board and our staff. And Duke, believe it or not, We've kicked off the hiring season. So we appreciate the ad that you guys are running on the broadcast, the ball games and whatnot. But if anybody's certified and interested, we're looking for middle school English. We're looking for a teacher at Swift Creek with an at-risk endorsement. We're looking for elementary teachers and others. But those are some of the few. And then also, I've heard you this week, especially this morning, talking about its culminating activity for winter season. So here we go. The Lady Braves, the Braves in Braids, and the Braves both won their regional tournaments in wrestling, and that's awesome. It was a huge, huge upset down here. Grateful that we got to host that, and Coach Clark did a good job and winning that, and his staff, and then Coach Waldron as well in Evanston. So we wish them good luck in Casper later this week, and then Cokeville basketball will be in Lander with their regional tournament. So then the Mighty Braves and indoor track getting ready to wrap up the seasons as well. So
it just happens every year. It comes here, before you even know it.
Here we go. Yeah. And there's been a lot of conversations the last few days, and appreciate Mr. Horsley. He's in charge of activities, and Warren Hicks, and we're hoping that Mother Nature helps us a little bit, but we'll be getting the soccer fields and track, getting the snow blown off in the next little while. So crazy. Here Absolutely. We go.
That's Superintendent Matt Erickson this morning in studio with his monthly report from LCS2 D2. Superintendent, if I could actually have you go back to one of the bills you mentioned, there was one on there that you said was sponsored by both Senator Dockstetter and Representative Erickson that you were really excited about. Can you give us more details on what that bill actually is and why you're excited about it?
That's a great question, Duke. Could be happy to. So that's Senate File 137, which is a cash reserve. So prior to COVID, the way that it worked is school districts could retain up to 15% of their general fund budget in what's called a cash reserve. And we really need that 15% cash flow. An ECA, an external cost adjustment, does not come through for special ed, which is reimbursed a year later. Purchasing buses, which is up to 5 years later. So the state reimburses us for the purchase of a bus, 20% a year up to 5 years. And then payroll. So we really need at least 15%. And we could talk all day about this, but the basic gist is that with an influx of ESSER funds during COVID, and then also through legislative action a couple of years ago, they removed a couple of components out of the block grant, which drastically decreased districts' ability to have cash reserves. So Senator Dockstetter and Representative Erickson have sponsored a bill that would increase our capacity for carryover to 30% for the next 2 years, and then it would reduce down to 22-24%, which is basically equivalent to what 15% was before, through legislative action, they removed a couple of components, specifically SPED and other things out of our ability to have cash reserves. So our cash reserve capacity at 15% is about $1.5 million less than it was prior to COVID. So it's a big concern.
Yeah.
And it affects the, you know, we're considered a medium-sized district. It really affects the smaller districts. So again, it's almost across the finish line. So
watching that one as well. That's Superintendent Matt Erickson this morning. Lincoln County School District number 2. Superintendent, as always, appreciate your time.